Chapter 4. November, somewhere outside of Paris. Émile Robichaud closed his eyes and brought the 50-year-old scotch to his nose, detecting a hint of warm oak and rose. He took a small sip, swirled the liquid over his palate, sensing smooth caramel and a bite of orange. But wait, was that tobacco? Ah, yes. Perfection. One could never go wrong with good scotch. Oscar appeared in his periphery, a solid giant of a man whose mere presence signaled barely suppressed violence. Scars crisscrossed the large man's arms and neck, with one particularly angry-looking red welt searing his cheek from temple to just beneath his chin. Oscar had no illusions to his appearance. Robichaud had hired him to intimidate.
"What is it?" Robichaud asked.
"There is news." The Frenchman set the hand-blown glass on the table next to him and gave the giant his full attention.
"Lyschenko has been assassinated."
Robichaud nodded.
"Was it she?"
Everyone in the arms community knew of the first attempt. Rumor suggested a woman assassin. They dubbed her the Leopard. Oscar shrugged a massive shoulder.
"There were no witnesses, but it's probable. The methods used on the others are similar."
The others, Oscar referred to, were several recent Russian assassinations, all well-planned and successful, all attributed to the Leopard.
"Interesting."
Robichaud was intrigued. He'd known female assassins, of course, but never had there been one with this kind of reputation.
"There's more."
Oscar shifted his feet, looking uncomfortable.
"Come now, Oscar. It can't be that bad."
Oscar met his gaze.
"There's word of a contract. On you."
Robichaud had been expecting this. He fully accepted the probability that one or another faction in the arms community would eventually call for his assassination. The question now was who.
"Let me guess. The Russians?" "That's what's unusual. The request originated with them, but they've passed it on to someone else."
Robichaud narrowed his eyes.
"Who?"
"It's unclear. I've got someone working on it."
"Why would our paranoid friends hand someone else this prize?"
Robichaud sighed and picked up his glass.
"My death would be cause for celebration throughout the motherland."
"They believe you have an informant within their ranks."
"And they'd be correct."
The Frenchman gazed at the amber liquid for a moment before taking a delicate sip.
"Keep me updated. I am interested in whoever it is that they trust with a contract of such import."
Oscar left him and he stared into the distance, lost in thought. As a rule, the Russians didn't farm out their wet work, preferring to extract every last bit of intelligence from the target first. It was possible this was an attempt to lure him into the open, or at the very least, expose his contact. That would never happen.